areas to put a bet on. So they're just two areas, the Tap Country Club and Pony Palms down on the Ledger Lawn. Of course, there's plenty of other spaces across Royal Randwick as well. So one thing to mention, Ben's on such a huge weekend of sport in Sydney, not only racing, but the grand final, of course, on tomorrow. Anyone with a grand final valid pre-purchase ticket can scan that at the gate and get in for free. And, of course, there'll be a big concert after the last today in the Theatre of the Horse with Curtis and the Fundamentals. A great day of racing, huge day of racing and entertainment, really, on a big weekend in Sydney.
Yeah, and so it should be. And certainly by the stage of the band playing after the last, then it'll be nice and clear and everyone can certainly enjoy it. And you mentioned the Rugby League Grand Final, Brett. Just for people that may be in town going to that, lots of Canberra people up, you can come here to the races, show or display your NRL Grand Final ticket, and you get into the races free.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. That's all you need to do. Bring that NRL Grand Final ticket on, scan it at the gates with the barcode, then you've backed your first winner before the races have even started. And look, the Everest Trophy's on display today and the central escalators at the rear of the grandstand, and so is the NRL Trophy. So you can go and get your hands on that a bit and take a selfie and, I don't know, pretend you're Ricky Stewart.
Yeah, why not? All right, so we urge people to get out here, be amongst it. This rain is going to clear. It's tipped to clear by mid-morning. We'll keep an eye on that for our listeners and viewers. Brett, we'll see you out here later in the day.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing combine with the Australian Turf Club for the prestigious Everest Spring Racing Carnival.
Incredible racing moments will be created.
Hear the breaking racing news plus the crucial race day interviews.
Your best start every day this spring is
Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB and HQ Insurance.
Be sure, insure with HQ.
Just gone 7 o'clock, a couple of minutes past, and we're looking forward to TAB Epsom Day Metropolitan Flight Stakes. And this morning, well, we've gone from clear skies over the top of Randwick yesterday and 31 degrees to right now being very overcast and wet. We're not complaining about it. Everyone needs rain. We've got to hope that parts of New South Wales are going to get some rain through this band of rain that's come up and heading northwards. But it certainly has changed from around midday yesterday afternoon when it was quite warm. At the moment, now Michael Wood's going to come back and join us in the next few minutes to give us an update, but the track is now officially a soft five, but he will come back in 3 or 4 minutes and give us a bit more on that. But it's now a soft five here at Randwick. Ron Duffersey is joining us in our OB van here at the track. Duff, we've just got to hope that the Bureau's got it right and the radar hopefully clears as expected by 10 or 11 this morning.
Yeah, look, they usually get it pretty close to the mark these days, Andrew. I know we like to give them a kicking now and again, but I'd suggest if all forecasts are right, it'll be a rain-free race day as far as once the races start. What damage it does before then, you know, you could probably nearly start on a soft six, I'd say, with the way things are going at the moment.
Yeah.
And then hope for improvement throughout the day.
Yeah, look, we've gone from 31. They knew that this was coming. They didn't water yesterday. So we've just got to wait and see how long it hangs around for. But it was certainly heavy when I was lobbing here about 5:30, 20 to 6. And then, what, about 20 minutes ago, it came in heavy again. So we'll just have to monitor it.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you do us a favour, though?
Yeah, can you clean
that
window?
Clean that. Max Carter, our technician, can you just go out in the rain and just clean our window so we can see outside? So Michael Wood will join us in a few minutes, but at the moment a soft five here. We've got racing at Newcastle. No sign of rain there at this stage. We'll keep that monitored, but at the moment it's a good four at Newcastle. Eagle Farm, a good four, and Flemington, it's a good four, and fine weather down there, the rail at 9 metres. Now, Ron, we've got an A list of interviews to get through this morning, but at this stage there are no extra scratchings for the program. We're sitting on 8 of them here. So the ones there in the last few days, race 2 number 12, Remorseless, it's running in the 2-year-old in Brisbane. Race 2 number 12, race 3 number 10, Angel of Heaven, then go to race 6 number 2, Best of Days number 2, race 7 number 13, El Dorado Dreaming number 13, Race 8, number 10, Harapour, 16, Supernova, and 17, The Good Fight. They're all trying to win that race down in Melbourne. The Bar Cummings to try and get a start in the Melbourne Cup. And Race 9, number 6, Charge. Race 9, number 6. So that's the picture. As I say, we'll keep an eye on them over the next little while. And obviously, there'll be a few traders that will be thinking, what do we do? It's now gone to a 5. We'll wait and see. I don't think they need to panic because no. If the forecast is right, then everything's okay, you know?
Yeah, I think so. You know, look, the main problem with racing on is when the rain is on the day.
Through the meeting.
And Randwick surprised us last time when we had that wet track drying out so well. That caught us by surprise. So it's that time of year where it can dry out pretty quickly.
We just need it to stop when it's meant to, around 10 o'clock. So Archie Alexander's joining us, Duff. As I say, we've got plenty of crucial interviews around these races today. Archie, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. Are you in town or are you still down in Victoria?
No, I'm on the way to the airport, so that was my next comment. I was going to say, if it cuts out, it's probably bad signal, so that's I'll warn you if it does, but on the way to the airport coming up.
All right. Righto, we'll jump into the interview. Look, we've just gone soft 5, Archie. The rain's meant to clear mid-morning. We'll wait and see what happens there, but how's Gailey Chieftain on that sort of ground?
It is very well, and they love it. He's won a Group 2 or 7. He's won a Warrnambool Cup before he came to me on a very testing track. And he's a pretty versatile horse. Like, if it's a good 4, I don't think it really bothers him. And if it's heavy, it doesn't bother him. But I think just edging towards the soft will only be a good thing for him.
Yeah, well, he did win the Chairman's Handicap on a soft track back in April, Archie. So it seems like a lot of thought's gone into it. The blinker's back on. He likes it clockwise. We know that. And just looking at his third up form, it's pretty well spot on.
Yeah, I think you've just said everything, really. We feel even at home when we've cantered him or galloped him going Sydney way, he really enjoys it, and his form's very good in Sydney. And like you said, this has been the plan from really last prep. We've always had it as third up. Blinkers will go on 2400, so a lot of effort and time has been sort of into this. So hopefully he can run a big race.
A little bit of a sticky draw for him. Where would you anticipate he'd be in the run?
Yeah, not an ideal gate, but I think obviously we've got a top jockey, Tommy Berry, on. So, look, I think somewhere in the middle. He's never really pushed forwards, and you never really want to get too far back. You know, he's a good chance in a Group 1. We don't want to be giving them a head start. So somewhere in the middle, and even if he was kind of 3 off the rail with a bit of cover, just in a nice rhythm, and then at least if he's going well enough at the bottom of the straight, he can peel out and give it every chance. But I would say from there, obviously midfield would be perfect.
And the stable's going well. I see you had a winner last night, Ian Bleav.
Yep, no, that's always nice when you've got a big day ahead to have a city winner the night before. It makes gives everyone a bit of confidence, and yeah, the horse is well, and he's very well. He's travelled up nicely, and he looked really well when he left Ballarat on Thursday night. And all reports are very good up there. He's eating and drinking, so couldn't be happy with him.
And one more, that filly you got, Gamay, how's she ticking along?
Yeah, Gamay's in good form. She heads to the Ethereal 2 weeks today. Obviously, it's a big test. And if she ran well there and it looked like she stayed the 2,000, she'll head to the Oaks. But one step at a time, and that's really, really in good form. Every time we've galloped her and every time we race her, she comes out and she thrives. She takes work really well, and she's very tough. So, every question, we put to her, she keeps on coming back bigger and stronger, so we're looking forward to the 2 weeks.
And, Archie, how many have you got for OTI racing?
So we've got about 60 in the stable, and we would probably have about 6 or 8 OTI out of the group we've got. So they've been from my first horse ever, day one, was for OTI. Yeah. And five years on, they're still a great supporter, and it's very easy working with Terry and his owners. They just, the horse always comes first, and we've had a lot of luck, and hopefully we can have a lot more in the years to come.
Yep, well, let's hope that Gailey can run well for you today. Good luck. We'll see you up here, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank you. Have a good day.
Good on you. Gailey Chieftain lines up in the Metrop, and a genuine chance, just needs to get the right run from that draw.
You know, I think he's terrific overs. Yeah. You know, he's definitely going in everything I do, the quaddies, whatever. You know, yeah. So he's very well placed.
Yeah, he ran really nicely at Caulfield. Righto, Michael Woods here, Duff. We're going to bring Michael in, the track manager here at Randwick. We just wanted to get a further update on the track conditions around Randwick. Jeez, Ron, we've got
Who tied that up,
Duff? Come to this one, Michael. Come and sit down on Glenn Munsey's chair. This is great. This is live and we're all on air, but we wanted to get the very latest around what's happened out there. You've just put out a report that we've got now into just that soft five range.
Yeah, we're into that soft five range. It's obviously hard to really gauge exactly where the track is while he's still got rain coming down, but... yeah, we're definitely into the soft five range.
So how much have you had now, Ruff?
We've had 8.4.
Okay, so there's been an increase of, what, 3.5 mil?
Yeah, about 3.6 mils over the last sort of hour or so.
Yeah. Mm. And have you been out, walked it in the last half an hour or not?
We just had a quick walk over it. But, yeah, we will have another assessment, probably about 8:30.
Yeah, okay.
We're hoping the bulk of the showers are gone by then.
Yeah, you would have looked at the radar since we had a look at it an hour ago or 50 minutes ago. I mean, is it still showing that it's going to clear?
Yeah, it is supposed to lighten off within the next sort of 10 minutes or so, but then there's still that band coming through.
Right.
So it's just going to be hit and miss whether it gets us, but... Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't.
Duff, I mean, you live close to the area. It was such a warm day yesterday, and you didn't water. So let's just hope that we get that break.
Yeah, they know what they're doing here. They didn't overwater the track. They knew it was coming, and it's just natural rain on the track. So we'll just see what happens. And it did surprise us last time, as I said, the track, the way it recovered so quickly.
It is in good nick. I mean, Lesbridge came out the other week and said this is the best Randwick track that he's seen, as in condition and things like that. So if he do get a couple of hours before the first, it can recover pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we can improve. Look, it's still going to be somewhat overcast for the day, so you can't expect it's just going to change.
Right.
But look, the cover of grass there's a great cushion there, so it is in good order.
All right, keep us up to date, mate. What you do, I know you will via text, but it's a soft five. Just wanted to grab you. It just came back heavy there for about 15 minutes, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
good on you, mate. And for his sake, don't worry about the rain putting you off going and getting the bacon and egg roll.
Tough man, isn't it?
I'm a tough man. No.
Well, you got your paper boy. You got Munsey was your paper boy.
Munsey's brought the paper. I've got the team organised here. Bjorn Baker, he's got everything organised, and he's joining us now as we go through these interviews this morning about TAB Epsom Day. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys.
You getting rain at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much. Not too heavy, but a little bit of rain's not a bad thing.
No, I was at the Country and Provincial Awards last night, Bjorn, and the country folk, they're just desperate for it. So we're not complaining that it's raining, but if it's going to clear, that'd be all right. But we're certainly not complaining that we're getting this. You made the decision. Can I start with Sam Adount? I mean, you made the decision a bit over a week ago, 10 days ago, that you had options and you've decided to go to the Hill Stakes.
Yeah, I thought probably up to the 2,000 suits, there'd be a fair bit of pressure on in the Epsom, just the weight of numbers. So we'll stick to Eight for Age. It's been working as well. And today's field looks probably a drop back from last time.
And you're happy with the way he's training on? He's fourth up now.
He looks great. He couldn't look any better. His work's been really good since. We haven't had to do too much. We've probably lightened his workload a little bit. And he seems fit well and healthy, and he still looks magnificent.
Some may say he's not better at is not as good as 2,000 metres, but there's no evidence of that, the way he won that Canberra Cup.
Yeah, I guess it was a good win that day. I would probably love to see it. The faster the track, the better for him.
Mm.
But if there's a little bit of cut, I don't think it'll worry him too much.
What do you think of this filly in the first, Miss J Fox? She's got a bit of speed.
She's got a really good attitude. That's what's going to hold her in good stead. A good gait, so we'll try and be somewhat positive. Her trial was good. I thought she had plenty of improvement from that, so she's definitely a lot fitter now. And if she's going and fit, healthy and well, and I think she'll handle the big day pretty well. So that gives her a rough chance.
And a couple of good chances in race three. Shock Alert, well, he's off a good, tough win.
Yeah, he's, we hadn't raced for 3 weeks, sort of back to the mile today, and he looks fantastic at the moment. He's in career best form, and he's not out of it. And Eric Angie, well, he was poor last week, no doubt about it. He was caught deep, and we'll definitely ride him a lot colder today and just try and give him the last crack at them.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing them today, but particularly Sama Doubt. We'll get a pattern by the time we get to the hill, if there's any, but it looks pretty even when I walked it, but we'll see what unfolds. Thanks a lot, Bjorn.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Bjorn Baker there going through. What's your gut instinct on 2000 there?
Look, I think, well, Bjorn knows him best. Yeah. He said he would have been a lot more confident if the track was dry,
yeah,
because you
yeah.
can use that speed, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes on a softer track with soft fives and sixes, it just brings those horses
leaders
with that
back.
Acceleration. You know, the horses, like, he's a horse can sit on the speed and dart home in 34,
yeah.
you know, and that's his greatest asset.
Yeah.
In saying that, he has got a bit of soft form as well.
Yeah, understand. There's so much happening in racing, as it should be now, in the third week of the Everest Spring Carnival, and last night, the Country and Provincial Awards, Peter Volantis and Russell Balding were there supporting from a Racing New South Wales point of view. But the country clubs had a conference yesterday and then the function last night. And I just want to mention some, or mention all of the award winners. The Country Tab Race Club of the Year was down at Wagga, the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. Louth, it got the biggest cheer from a club point of view. The Country Race Club of the Year, I think they've got 35 people that officially live in Louth, but they have people around local communities. They were saying last night locals drive 120K, Ron,
yep.
To do work on the track.
Incredible.
To prepare it for that huge day when they get 6,000 people there.
That's just down the road for those guys.
Exactly.
Out that area.
One of the blokes said to me, he said, yeah, it's 120, but we have a few beers when we get there.
They say at Widden Stud, you go and get the mail out of the letterbox out the front. It's 30 kilometres.
Yes, no, exactly. So well done to Louth. The Forbes Jockey Club won the Outstanding Achievement Award. Victorum, the Country Horse of the Year. Brett Kavanagh was in fine form last night, as you would have expected, the Country Trainer of the Year. Greg Ryan, the Country Jockey, for a 13th time.
Incredible.
Incredible, great record. Blake McDougall was there last night, the Country Apprentice Jockey. Madison Wright, the approved rider out at the picnic meetings. What else have we got here? Ron, the Provincial Awards. Robbie Dolan, the Jockey. The apprentice, the jockey was Tommy Berry, and the provincial trainer of the year was Gwenda Markwell. In her time, won the provincial horse of the year, and then we had the special achievement awards at the end. Len Tozer won the Simon Niverson Award. He's been secretary at Gundagai for 50 years. He was mayor there for 12. His own cafes, his own everything around Gundagai, and Les was a star last night.
What about Harley?
And Harley was there. He stood firm. I wanted to leave because Chris Lees is joining us from Gary's hometown at Newcastle. Gary last night, he knew something was going on because he was asked to come, but he didn't really know what was going on. But he won the Ted McKay Provincial Recognition Award, Gary Harley, and from the moment that he was announced the winner of that award, there was a standing ovation. People just stood up and clapped Gary, nearly 400 in the room. It was a great moment. And then Gary came up and made a speech that went for 25 to 30 minutes. But no one said, hey, Gary, get off. You know, it was just a great speech of his career. And we congratulate our very own Gary Harley. And Chris Lees, Newcastle, should be very proud. I know he's a close friend of your stable and everyone that was there. It was just a great moment for Gary. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. He's an icon in racing, not just in Newcastle. He deserves every recognition he's getting now.
Yeah, for sure. And he said, I'm 70, but that doesn't matter because I still love doing the form. It's nothing like getting when the fields come out, you do the form. He's lost none of the buzz and excitement, and he'll be there today doing Newcastle races. So well done to him. Righto, have you had any rain up there yet?
Oh, I wouldn't call it rain, just a few little spits, but not really.
Okay.
This filly in the first... fallen a star, Chris. She mightn't have the be as switched on as a few here, but, boy, gee, I reckon she's got a touch of quality about her.
Yeah, she has, Ron. Look, she may never race in a 1,000-metre race again. When she parades, she looks more your... three-year-old type, as you would have seen when she did parade. But she has got a bit of quality, and if they're stopping, she'll be very strong late.
Graf, third up, 1,200. That's his advantage today?
I think so. Now the track's just taking the edge off it. He's got that couple of runs under his belt. Each run, I feel he's been looking for that little extra ground. I think he's come back in terrific order. Nice gate. I can't see him not running very well.
You'd be liking this rain here this morning. Jim Song's okay, and he lost no admirers last week.
No, look, he flew the lids and just got caught in a position he probably didn't need to be in. He bounced out of it quite well. Wasn't a real taxing run. The draw gives him the opportunity to get covered up and lightweight. I think he'll run very well.
And then the Metrop, Big Duke will love a bit of rain around now. 54 kilos second up. I thought he went nicely first up.
Yeah, he had the best sectionals of the race, Ron, in the Kingston Town. He was strong through the line. Only second up, but he didn't have much of a break off a pretty long preparation last time in. I think he's in really good order and expecting to run well.
And you've also got this mare, Attention Run. Some very good judges want to tip her strongly today.
Yeah, well, she's showing no signs of coming to the end of a pretty long preparation. She was very good in the Newcastle Cup. She worked till she probably got to the back straight, and they were going at track record time, and she was still there at the finish, wasn't beaten far. She seems to be in good order, providing she get the right type of run forward of midfield. I began with that lightweight. She's got every chance of being in the finish.
Yeah. And you finish with this lovely mare, Miss Fabulous. So we know she's had a little setback. A little bit of rain will just slow a few of these speedsters down. She's a rough hope of swooping here.
She is. She's going to be reliant now on tempo. We'll be riding a very conservative. The whole team's put a lot of work into getting it to relax again. We feel we're winning the battle, but still a bit to go. So I won't be changing that pattern from dropping her out early from a wide gate. So if it means giving away too big a start, so be it today. But as you said, if they're stopping, if the tracks are starting to wear, and I can't see her not being strong through the line. So I can see her hitting the line, but just depending on how fast they go front.
Yeah. We talk all things Eagle now. You got some nice four-year-olds. Just the fringe dwellers there with your Gem Shongs, your Miss Fabulous, your Grafts, even your Eldorado Dreamings. They're all those four-year-olds that could measure up into a start into a Golden Eagle.
Yeah, very much so. And, they've got the luxury. If they're not quite, so we don't think they're Eagle horses, well, there's some other options around too. But at this stage, that's where we're heading. But they'll tell us as we get a bit closer.
And have you had a chance to have a look at this horse, Mustard here?
Yeah, I did. I went down, spent a morning with him on Wednesday. He's quite an imposing type for a European. He's got a bit of a presence. He's got plenty of bone underneath him. He's for an older horse, he's very sound. So he's doing a bit of work later this morning. I'll go down again Wednesday. Damien Oliver's going to come out and have a ride in. So getting closer, but he looks in good order.
You can buy 25% of him, this week.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, they're selling 25% through Inglis Online Digital on Tuesday, Wednesday. So it'll be interesting to see just who puts their name up there.
Did you see the ad that Inglis put out for End of Time? You got to run in that.
I did get the first. I got the very first mention there.
Did you get paid for that?
No, I didn't. But it was the quickest in. I tell you something, though, Chris. Now, last night, Peter Brown was there and very fortunate to win the Provincial Horse of the Year last night with In Her Time. He didn't hold back, Chris. He told the room that she's absolutely going. And she, don't worry about these horses that are running 32 and change. We've been running quicker than that. He didn't hold back, Chris.
He doesn't lack in any confidence, Peter. I hope he's right.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing, of course. So Barrier Trials Tuesday?
She does at Gosford, yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll see you then. Good on you, Chris. We'll see you here later in the day.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Yes, Chris Lee's joining us there. Peter Bragg got up and... He was. You could just sense. I just opened him up, and he just went whoosh. And he said, "Don't worry about the." I hear you know. He did. I don't think he said Parada, but he was meaning Parada because of the times that came out of its last run or the previous run where it flashed home. But yeah, he was very much up and about on in her time yesterday.
Well, he's entitled to be. She's been a great ride for him.
Oh, great ride. Catsby's come out of the last stuff. Yeah, I think we thought that. So race 9, number 5, has come out, joining Charge in that last race. So we're sitting on 9. I think the trainers have said, let's just wait and see here. I mean...
it's a big day. It's great.
It is a big day with the Epsom and the Metropolitan. Daylight saving kicks in tonight, so just be aware that, Duff, when you head off to bed tonight, you move them forward an hour.
I've had plenty of warning about that one.
You got 2 minutes, mate.
I don't think I'll be forgetting winding the clock forward.
Understand. So make sure you do that tonight when you're heading off. Enable runs just after midnight on Sunday night into Monday morning. It's 5 past midnight. There's so much interest in her and what she can do in the Arc de Triomphe again. So Enable late Sunday night. Godolphin could be very much to the fore today in both places, Sydney and Melbourne, and James Cummings joins us. He just needs a little while to how strong could they be today? And I noted they put out a tweet last night, Avilius has arrived in Melbourne for this time next week, the Caulfield Stakes.
They're always geared up for the big meetings. The timing's always right with Godolphin. And they've got very strong chances all day today and looking... further into the spring, it could even be better.
Yeah, it could be. The Premier Stakes is an intriguing race because Home of the Brave is there and, Brutal can go forward. So let's go to James Cummings and have a word to him about his runners today. Morning, James.
Morning, Andrew. Hey, Ronnie. How are you?
G'day, James.
Very well. The rain just lightening off here again. It got heavy there for a little while, but just lightening off, mate. So we've just gone to the soft five and we'll just keep an eye on it. Are you happy to go with all of yours on this?
Well, I'll go ahead at the moment. You know, 4 minutes of scratching time. I'm not going to change anything in the next little while, and it's only a five. But
yep.
But I can't say that's for sure if it gets downgraded with more heavy rain before 10 o'clock. If it gets to a heavy eight, I might have to rethink a horse like Bow Ideal.
Yeah, well, you've got him in Monday to cover that anyway.
Yeah.
We'll start with from the top, James. In Flanders, didn't run the time with winning her trial, but she did it with a bit of style.
Sorry, I've just got radio RSN ringing me. You guys listen to them ever?
No, don't listen to them. And we got in first, so just tell them to nick off.
They'll be listening now. They'll love the fact that I gave them a mention.
Oh, yeah. You never give us a mention on them, though.
You don't listen, so are you that.
I know, James. He does that. Next time you're on, you've got to mention us, all right?
See, they're still calling me. They're persistent.
Oh, well, tell them to nick off. Anyway, let's straighten
they're
up here.
They're obviously popular with
well,
you.
Well, I hope in Flanders shows as much fight because, you know, one thing about that filly is she's not very big and she won't be the most robust filly in the enclosure, but she's got some natural pace about her and she seemed to do just about everything right. Took a little bit of learning out of that official trial. And I'd like to think that even though with the white barrier, she can at least straighten up and perhaps even get to a nicer part of the track to let down quickly the last 400 metres.
Well, Bailey's won't be lacking any size and scope. He looks a quality colt.
Yeah, he's a head turner, that's for sure. A beautiful style of colt, lots of scope, lots of improvement as time goes on for him. And the Breeders' Plate demands a big performance for a horse that's going to come along and be competitive in the top three. I ran third in the Breeders' Plate with Prize Icon a few years ago, and we had a good feeling about him being a top liner for us. Two Group 1s later, tells you what sort of horse you need for a race like the Breeders' Plate. Darren and I talked about the gate. It's probably not the worst thing for Bailey, and there's quite a few horses here that look like they've got more early speed than he's got, and when it all boils down to it, he's just got a good mind for it. So he's going to be able to adapt to do whatever Hugh asks of him with the gate open.
Okay. Could McDonald have ridden him, or was he always Huey's ride?
Well, we normally go through it. You know, we decide who's going to ride ride what where, and Hugh still in the frame of mind that he didn't want to take too many rides, particularly with 2-year-old today. But James trialled a horse for Aquas that also looked to go quite well later in the morning. It came past the boys at the tie-ups just humming, so it was a close one for James, and he's got a business to run, so he's got to make his mind up. In the meantime, Hugh Bowman did have a feel of Bailix and was absolutely delighted with the feel that he gave him.
Yeah. Osmond Bulls.
Is that enough for you, Duff?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, good.
Osmond Bulls, top two finish would be a big tick for the Everest, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's an interesting one to consider. How far off Classic Legend does he need to finish to get the approval for us? He's got improvement in him, that's for sure. But as a race like that, it actually sets up all right for Osmond Bulls.
Okay, so that's Osborne Bulls. What about Home of the Brave?
Yeah, look, Home of the Brave was okay first up, and, you know, what he's beaten about three lengths behind those top Everest contenders. I'd like to think that he's going to improve second up as he's done in the past, and he's had a really good preparation. He's building to something, and with this rain falling at Randwick, that's certainly going to be in his favour. As we know, he won the Theo Marks impressively 12 months ago against a couple of good horses. And he's probably still getting to peak fitness. We have in mind races like the Hunter for him. So it would be nice if he didn't... He's probably not ready to go a full gallop a long way out like he was that day. But nevertheless, he's the designated leader here. And I think he'll just go a nice pace.
Tally race 6. I thought he was terrific first up, wide, no cover, but could he be more of a third up than a second up horse?
Yeah, we've got that feeling about him. You know, we approached it similarly before we were able to win the JRA plate a couple preps ago. But nevertheless, in a race like that where it's a bit of a puzzle, he could be a horse that comes along that can surprise.
Race 7, Best of Days, the Epsom Handicap. The backing distance was against him last time. He maps pretty well here.
He maps well. He's a Group 1 winner. He's got less weight than, you know, I think his Dreamforce got 57, you know. It's not like the best Epsom we've ever seen as far as what the horses have actually done on the track goes. But the top weight's obviously got the best form at weight for age against all those horses from the autumn. And Avilius this time. So with the right run, bursting through with the fitness that he's got on his side now, he could be the horse for us that's definitely flying under the radar.
He seems like you've got the timing right with Cascadian. There's no evidence of seeing him like he wants to jump in his races, but the start is critical, I would have thought, with a horse like him.
Yeah, look, consider we're quite fortunate to have him in the race without having won the exemption in the Bill Ritchie. He's still comfortably in there, and he's drawn to do no work early. He's got to get into the clear, and it'll be interesting to see what he's got up to 1600 metres with the opportunity for smooth sailing. I'd like to think that he can match it at least with Colding, who he was prepared to sprint with last time at the Bill Ritchie.
Roheran, he's racing without luck.
Yeah, this is a race that might set up rather nicely for Roheran, though. As long as the inside's not off by the end of the day, he could get a similar run to a horse that won the last at Rosehill last week, like Ranier. He's training solidly. We're very, very pleased with his condition, and I think that a little moisture out of the track's going to help even up the field a bit. He can come along and run a good race and be competitive there, we're sure.
And Beau Ideal, he's still there. He's work in progress, but he's on the improve.
Yeah, and we've had to put the crossover noseband on him because he's just wanting to rush things from the half mile to the top of the straight, and he can't afford to do that against the good handicap sprinters in Sydney. He needs to get himself together, and he's got ability, but he's a work in progress, that's for sure.
Could it be the Turnbull Stakes? Could it be the year of the 9-year old, Hartnell?
Well, it's already been the year of the 9-year old, hasn't it?
Yeah, <that's>...
One thing about Hartnell is that there's only been one horse get past him so far in preparation, and that's Mr. Quickie. I mean, I suppose Mr. Journey was excellent in the PB Lawrence, but sort of once he gets into the clear and he starts letting down, he's in the right form to be consistently thereabouts every run. And the returning to the scene of the crime in the Turnbull, where he was so impressive, it makes things interesting for Hartnell on the 7-day back, on the 1-week backup. Look, with the rail out a long way today, I think that he's certainly an interesting runner for us in a race like that.
And another couple, I just press on in Melbourne, Jewel, Exceed and Excel colt. He's from a good family.
Yeah, there's not many runners in that race, with a couple of scratchings. Beautifully bred out of Shannara, and a nice running style of Exceed and Excel. He looks strong enough to cope with multiple runs before Christmas. But there's definitely improvement there, because he was not as sharp as some of his opposition in a recent jump out up the straight, with improvement to come. So it'll be good to see him make his debut. He won't be looking out of place in the enclosure, and hopefully he's bridged the gap between the jump out and today to suggest that he can be competitive in the Maribyrnong Control.
And just to comment on your mares in the Blazer, Savatiano and Pahutakawa.
Well, look, Savatiano's, going to be tested at 1400 fresh up, but she's going to get the right run and put herself right there. She can definitely be competitive, and we know we've come to expect that Pahutakawa can improve sharply second up. We'd expect nothing less from her today.
Just one more. Is it full steam ahead for Flit for the 1,000 guineas?
It is, yes.
Okay.
She worked nicely this morning at Flemington, and Hugh Bowman will ride her there in the 1,000 guineas, and I think she'll be an excellent chance.
If she did come through that race, was there any possibility at all of thinking of a Cox Plate with a filly like her?
Well, she's still in the nominations.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll wait
and
see.
There's no point putting any extra pressure on her, but I'd answer in the affirmative.
And one more. Are you happy with Microphone?
I am. Okay. He's going to be nominated for the Roman Consul next week. Nashua Will is going to ride him there. And you'll probably see him gallop between races on Monday at Warwick Farm if you're getting out to the farm there for the public holiday, Ronnie.
Okay, good as gold. Just a few different opinions about the way he trialled, that's all.
I think James was pleased with him through the line, but he's come on very strongly since that trial.
Beauty.
Righto, we thank you for your time. We had a little dig at RSM, but we'll get off because they'll be ringing you, mate. I said it during the week, and I most sincerely mean it. We thank participants for coming on, but James, people around the world don't get anything like RSN or Sky Sports Radio in any part of the world. This is, we talk racing. You go to England, you can't listen to them.
Can't you?
You can't listen to them.
All right. Well, we get plenty of information.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Good on you. Thanks, James.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you.
I better go and back flitting that Cox Plate.
I just had a look at the price. Thanks, James. It's $26 in the Cox Plate, but we'll get through the 1,000 guineas.
Well,
or did you take it?
No, I don't know. I think I might wait till I go over the line.
In the 1,000 guineas. All right. We're well overdue for an ad break, but the scratchings have gone final. So at the moment, officially, Randwick is a soft 5, but it's got to be heading towards a 6 now with the rain that has fallen over the last half an hour. The official scratchings, race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 12, Remorseless. Race 3, number 10, Angel of Heaven, and 11, Oakfield Missile has just come out. 10 and 11 out of race 3. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 2, Best of Days. Race 7, number 13, El Dorado Dreaming. Race 8, 10, Harapour. 16, Supernova. 17, The Good Fight. And race 9, number 5, Cattersby, and 6, Charge, 5 and 6. They are the final scratchings. A break and then more interviews around Randwick today.
With over 400 winning graduates since 2013, the English Ready to Race sale continues to be the best source of success of its kind. The 2019 edition will be held at Riverside Stables on Tuesday, October 22. To view the catalogue, visit English.com.au.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Mum, it's the biggest sale in over 60 years at Bingley.
Bigger than Ben-Hur. Bigger than Christmas. It's humongous.
Bigger, Mum?
What's the big deal?
Get a bonus 10% gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Go bigger or go home.
OK, we'll throw in free delivery on all TVs 75 inches and above.
You're not mucking around.
Do I ever?
Oh, Lionel, big deals are now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Hi there, Sydney traffic update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Of course, it's the Tab Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an opportunity to stand out from the crowd. Own and race a colt being aimed at the classics and cups. Everybody loves Fastnet Rock and we offer a high-quality son of Australia's champion sire. From Freckleface, a city-winning half sister to Bring Me Roses, Face Value and Face of the Earth. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Fastnet Rock Classics contender. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, we're here for HQ Insurance. Grant to have them a part of our coverage right through the Everest Racing Carnival. And whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit them by going to hqinsurance.com.au or call them on the Sydney number 89131640. 89131640. Be sure, insure with HQ Insurance. Ron Duffus is here going through all the key interviews for Tab Epsom Day, and Brenton Abdullah is joining us. Thanks, sir, for your time, Brenton.
Morning, boys.
Just monitoring the weather, the rain sort of just here at the moment, where a 5 could get to a 6 before it clears. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays by the time we get to these races.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of probably, 10 or 15 minutes from Randwick. I'm just past Maroubra there, and it's still raining where I am. So, yeah, I'd say definitely it'll probably be getting to a 6 if it keeps going.
Yeah.
I don't think looking at your rides, a 6 would bother your chances today. You're not far off being a dad, are you?
Nearly 7 weeks. Yeah, just over seven weeks today. That'll be interesting stuff.
It'll keep you on your toes. You'll take more rides and
ride 10 days
a week.
You hear the footy players. You hear the footy players, mate. Have you got a set time or is it just going to happen?
No, it's just whatever happens here. Yeah. We're on baby watch, so hopefully it doesn't happen when I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah. Fallen a Star looks a nice filly.
Yeah, I really like her. She's a lovely big action filly, who's got really good ability. Even for quick places sort of send them at those early 2 year trials, she must have shown something in age. So she seemed to do everything right. Even late in the trial she sort of messed up there for quick stuff, but whether the 1,000's just a fraction short for her, but I could definitely see her being strongest on the line.
Mm. You also rode Ticket to Ride, didn't you, in those trials?
Yeah, there wasn't much between them, Duff. Like, they're two different fillies. Ticket to Ride's a lovely little filly who does everything right. She began to put herself on the speed and kept trying, where the thing Chris Lees is she's a big ranging filly who could be
long-term.
Yeah, she's long-term. But like I said, I think both fillies are nice fillies, and it was sort of hard to sort of decide between them, but I'm very... yeah, Chris Lees gives me a lot of support, and I'm very lucky that, you know, Richard and Michael put me on too, but it was just one of those decisions that I was going to have to let someone down, and I had to go that way.
Yeah. Mr. Colourful's a pick-up, work to do from the draw, but he has some speed.
Yeah, seemed to trial well enough, but, yeah, drawing awkward in a race, there looked to be good speed. So, yeah, well, I'll have to talk to Gary, but obviously, 2-year-old, he's going to put down to dig in on speed, and if he can, you can get a good run there, then I'm sure he'll improve.
Graf, he hits this race at the right time, I think. Third up, 1,200. This is his opportunity.
Yeah, he's a horse. He's, you know, he hasn't been far away in both runs back, beaten a length behind, you know, Red Dell and Pirata. It's pretty solid form. Small compact field. He handles soft ground okay. He's a horse who now, like you said, third run in. I think 1,200 does suit him, and he's a horse who I reckon could probably go to 1,400 soon. So, yeah, look, he'll be somewhere just behind the speed, and if the others aren't on their game, he'll be right there to pressure him.
You know how to win an Epsom handicap. Is Jem Song the right type?
Yeah, well, he's a different, probably a different sort of horse to the horse I wanted on, you know, a number of years ago, Secret Admirer. But I think 4-year-olds are really good rides in these races. He's down in the weights from 52. He's on the back up, which probably suits him well now. I would have probably been a little bit, not as happy, you know, going 3 weeks to the race now with a sort of a little testy track. So I think the 3 weeks suit. You know, the three runs now in suits. He's won on soft. I don't think heavy's really up to his grades. I don't want too much rain, but he's drawn well. He's going to get a great run doing no work, whether that's just on speed or midfield, depending on tempo. And I think he's a life chance to run top five.
And you finish with another nice ride in a Group 1. Come play with me. Maps well if he breaks a little bit cleaner today.
Yeah, obviously first ride on him, don't know much about him. His WA form's obviously very solid. He's run up over sort of, you know, the place in that 2 mile race, and his soft record speaks for itself. He's won 2 from 4, and apart from the other day where he sort of began only fairly in that race where nothing really made ground, his soft track form's pretty good, and even his heavy track form. So he gets a good draw down in the weights of 54. He's going to bounce. He's going to put himself somewhere in the first 4 or 5, I'd say. Get a great run, and I'm hopeful I've left it with our leading trainer to have his spot on today, and hopefully he can get the job done.
Yeah. All right, well, you better go and get back in that sauna.
Yeah, we've never half to go, so we're nearly there, Duff, don't worry.
Beauty.
All right, we'll see you out here later. Thanks a lot, Brenton.
Thanks, boys.
Brenton Abdullah going through them, and I'm going to talk to Brenton through this week coming up on Sky Sports Radio. He's very active around ending violence against children for good. You can go on, if you follow Brenton Abdullah on Twitter, he's got more detail on that, but he's very active in that, and I want to get him on that this time next week when we've got a bit more time and talk about it, because it's obviously something that's very close to him.
Yeah, I think Ray's involved with that as well, Thomas.
He is, yeah. There's a large team getting behind it. All right, scratchings are all coming up in a few minutes' time, and of course, after 8 o'clock, our full preview for Epsom Day. Continues to rain out here, so we'll just monitor that at this stage. Tommy Berry is online. Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew?
Looking at this, mate, how does it gut instinct of a 5 or a 6 at this stage? Is it going to affect many of yours?
No, look, I think especially the horse that Will enjoyed is probably Brutal and Youngstar, and they're probably the better, two of my better rides, and they really enjoy getting their toe under the ground. So I'm definitely not against any more rain coming.
We just spoke to Brenton about Ticket to Ride, your ride in the first. She looks a nice pickup ride.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly, well bred, obviously, by Vancouver, and she trialled really well at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, and Brenton gave me a pretty good report back for her, and she's a no-nonsense sort of a filly, jumps well, puts herself on the speed. She's drawn a little bit awkward, so she's going to need a bit of luck from the gate. But if we can just find some cover somewhere, I feel like she'll be hitting the line strong late.
Barbaric, he showed great gate speed in his trials, but he'll have to from this draw.
Yeah, he's like most I am Invincibles. They've got good speed. They're runners, and you know, he's a lovely style of a colt, nice big strong horse. You won't see too many better sorts here on the day, and as you said, he showed good speed in his trial and did it quite comfortably coming to the line. But it looks to be plenty of speed in the race wherever you look, and he's drawn awkward and going to need a good run. So hopefully he can get a bit of luck, and he's definitely going well enough to finish in the figure in the finish.
Brutal. It's nice to get back on him. What do you think of his trial?
Yeah, I was wrapped in his trial. Obviously, Elise put him to the sword, sort of coming to the corner, and he was able to stick with her without being put under too much pressure. And she's obviously had a couple of runs in this preparation. So, you know, he was an unlucky third in the Southern Cross Stakes last prep first up, and I feel he's going better at this stage going into his first up run than he was then. And he maps to get a perfect run no matter what happens, whether he sits outside of home of the Brave early or Classic Legend comes across and he gets in the 1-1. But very happy with my bloke going into the day. As I said, the bit of a soft track won't affect him too much. And just looking forward to seeing where he's at leading into, obviously, 2 weeks' time into the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, for sure. Youngster, I think she's going better than what the form guide suggests.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think the Wink Stakes, Chelmsford and the George Main have all been races run at a speed that probably doesn't suit her. They've all turned into a bit of sprint and a bit of a blanket finish at the end as well. And she's always finished just on the coattails coming to the line. And her sectional times have been quite good. So they suggest she's going well. But once again, she's drawn a sticky barrier where she's probably going to end up in the last two or three. And just hopefully, with Angel or Truth being in the race, that, you know, provides a bit more speed with Semedoubt as well, instead of making a bit of a sprint. And obviously up to the 2,000, she's unplaced at that trip. So looking forward to seeing her at that distance today and going forward.
You got two real knockout chances in these two big group ones. The best today is James, give him a good push. Should find a more forward position today.
Yeah, definitely. His last start, he got stuck back and wide, and, you know, he still finished off quite well. He was a winner, obviously, of the Candle of Stakes last prep over a mile, Group 1 at Flemington. And, you know, all of his runs, his preparation have been quite good. When he ran in the Wink Stakes first up, he wasn't too far away from him. Then he ran a gallant third to Holmesman. So he's been thereabouts all preparation. He's drawn a good barrier to get a nice run in what looks to be a race where the speed is, you know, questionable whether they go too hard. Desert Lord looks to be the obvious leader with Dreamforce sitting not far away, and then depends what Archidemus does as well. So with the speed in the race being a bit iffy, I don't think it's going to worry this bloke where he ends up.
You know, you couldn't make the weight on Rock, but he looks to be going well.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. Obviously, he comes out of the weaker option coming through last start, but as I heard you say on form line, it was more just the way he won. He come from last, had to circle the field and put him to the sword late. And he's one of them horses, every time he wins, he doesn't win by a big margin. He just gets the job done. So he's a horse who we've always had a lot of time for, taking him through his grades. And he's definitely up to this race with a light weight.
This bit of rain will help Gallic Chieftain. I think if he gets the right run, he's right in this race.
Yeah, well, he only finished 3.7 off Bremen Rocks last start in the Naturalism, and one's favourite, and my bloke's, you know, sitting around $16, and he's got the blinkers going back on. So the only thing that's going to affect him today is probably the wide barrier. Just got to, not sure where we're going to end up. I'd love to aim to be midfield, and if we don't get in, then take him back after that. But I'm sure that will sort itself out by the time we get to the side of the track. But there looks to be nice speed in the race. Hopefully they stretch him out a little bit with Hush Rider and Stampede in the race. Hopefully that speed just makes a few gaps there, but he'll be strong to the line late. You know, he was a winner of the Chairman's last preparation at Randwick, so the track's definitely not going to affect him. And as you said, that bit of rain around is definitely going to enhance his chances.
And you probably wouldn't know much. It looks like Outrageous has been in Melbourne, but we're always going to respect it when Hawksy brings him to Sydney.
Yeah, exactly. I think everyone loves when Hawksy changes states with his horses. He's got a great record of doing so, and I haven't seen this bloke in the stable, no. So he's obviously just travelled in the last week. But, you know, he's a horse we've always had a lot of time for. He puts himself up on the speed. He probably just had enough coming to the end of his last prep, but he's still only got beaten just under three lengths by a horse, Colding, you know, who's going to be very hard to beat in the Epsom today. So he's at 1,200 metres where he should get a nice run just behind him. There's good speed in the race with Starboy. Look, I'm very happy with the horse going into the race. It's a very even race. So I think Real Min Ruby, I've been doing the trials on her, and she's flying at the moment as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing this bike back there.
Good on you, Tom. We'll see you out here later in the day, mate.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. Cheers.
Good on you. Tommy Berry going through the mall. Go and enjoy breakfast, Duff. It's arrived there. It's there. No, it's there. Don't worry. Munsey's already taken two of them. Let's jump straight into the scratchings here at Randwick. Rain continuing to fall. Officially, it's a soft five, so we'll wait and see what happens here shortly. But a soft five at this stage with the rain that we've had this morning. The scratchings, race one clear. Race two, number 12, Remorseless. Race 3, number 10, Angel of Heaven, and 11, Oakfield Missile. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6 at Randwick, number 2, Best of Days. Race 7, number 13, El Dorado Dreaming. Race 8, 10, Harapour, 16, Supernova, and 17, The Good Fight. And Race 9, number 5, Catesby, and 6, Charge. To Newcastle, Overcast and a Good 4, the rail at 4 metres. Race 1, clear. Race 2, number 10, She's Unusual. Race 3, number 9, Sink Line, and 10, Bright Rubik. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 8, Alarm Monar, number 8. Race 6, number 2, Jewel Escape, and 7, Contatinus, 2 and 7. Race 7, Newcastle, 5, Cosmic Rain, and 7, Charlotte's Heart. And race 8, number 7, Sir Clooney, 8, Tombstone, 9, Zabrotsky, 11, Toowoon, and 14, Shimmering Light. The other New South Wales meeting is at Wagga today. It's fine and a good 3, and the track situation there, a good 3. Race 1, number 8, and number 9, 8 and 9. Race 2, number 1. Wagga, race 3, take out number 6. Race 4, 5 and 8. Race 5, 2 and 10, and race 6, the scratchings are 3, 14, 15, and 16. To Flemington, fine and clear down there. It's a good 4, the rail at 9. Race 1, number 4, the Big Easy, and 7, Undeniable. Race 2, number 4, Cascadian. Race 3, number 3, Airborne, and 14, Hearty Lass. Race 4, number 10, Fabric. Race 5 at Flemington, number 1, Fabulansky, 7, Hinchpin, 10, Serious Liaison, and 12, Craftsmanship, 1, 7, 10, and 12. Race 6, number 3, Home of the Brave. Race 7, number 7, Very Elegant. Race 8, number 5, Harapour. And race 9, the last, take out the three emergencies, 17, 18, and 19. To Eagle Farm, fine and a good 4, the rail at 10 metres. Race 1, the three emergencies, 11, 12 and 13. Race 2, number 1, Gaboa, and the emergencies, 12 and 13. Race 3, number 4, Mems, and 7, Sid's Footprints. Race 4, number 7, London Fame, and 9, Couldn't Refuse. Race 5, number 11, Column, and 12, Coma Glee, 11 and 12. Race 6, Eagle Farm, number 7, Catasphere, 8, Shelwa, 12, Cool Mover, and the emergencies, 13, 15, 16 and 17. Race 7, 7, Cool Prince, 10, AC Tong D, and 12, Mamusa. Race 8, number 9, High Opinion, and 10, Follow Suit. And race 9, number 2, Fighting Tio, 6, Snitz, 7, Umberto, and the emergencies, 16 and 17. And finally, to Morfordville Parks, the inner track today in Adelaide, fine and a soft 5, and the Penno 5.7. Race 1, number 1, Delightful Thought. At the moment, races 2, 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 7, Hackerack. Race 6, number 8, Be My Star. Race 7, number 3, WT, and 9, Reby the Red, 3 and 9. Race 8, number 6, Power Dream. 7, Cara Lucia. 8, Lady Bethany. And 9, 2 Odd Socks. And race 9, number 6, Just a Bigger Dash.
Peter Ellis will preview Morfordville Parks for our radio audience just after 10:35 this morning. Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us now with plenty of American racing and plenty of previews building into Saturday racing. The rest of us are back to preview Randwick in a moment. As we leave you for this break, it still continues to rain.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
I'm Rhonda from Sydney. On Deck is the best service I've ever had from anywhere. I got the loan I needed to help me with a big move and I received the funds overnight. The team are so professional and pleasant to deal with.
Finance for small businesses can be slow, but not with On Deck. You could be approved in 2 hours and your dedicated loan specialist will support you every step of the way. Call us on 1-800-676-652 and the phone will be answered in seconds or visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lending.